to a very special episode of the Merging Life and Money Show. I am your host, Marie-Jo César, a holistic financial wellness strategist dedicated to helping you take control of your money from the inside out. Today, we are closing out Financial Literacy Month with a topic that is close to my heart and crucial for our future, inspiring the next generation by teaching kids about money and financial responsibility. As we conclude this month's theme of Inform, Inspire, Ignite, I want to share some insights and strategies that will help our children understand the value of money and equip them with the skills to manage it wisely as they grow. By doing so, we can help them build a solid financial foundation and set them up for a lifetime of success. I am thrilled to wrap up the 2024 Financial Literacy Month with this inspiring and essential conversation. Whether you are a parent, guardian, or mentor, this episode is packed with valuable information to help you guide the young ones in your life to financial empowerment. And as we embark on today's journey, I want to share my connection to this topic. As a parent, I have experienced firsthand the challenges of rewards of teaching my children about money. It is a journey filled with questions, curiosity, and plenty of learning opportunities, not just for them, but also for me. In my work as a holistic financial wellness strategist, I have seen how the lessons we teach our children about money can profoundly shape their futures. It is not just about teaching them to save or spend wisely. It's about helping them understand their relationship with money and how it impacts their overall well-being. I believe that by educating our children about financial responsibility, we are not only preparing them for a secure future, but also empowering them to make informed decisions that align with their values and goals. So let's take this opportunity to inspire the next generation and give them the tools they need to thrive in their financial journey. Welcome to the Merging Life and Money Show. Today's episode is all about the significance of teaching kids about money and financial responsibility. As parents, guardians, or mentors, you have a unique opportunity to shape the next generation's financial mindset and habits. By empowering our children with financial literacy, we can help them develop the skills, knowledge, and confidence they need to make smart money decisions and achieve financial wellness. The purpose of today's conversation is to explore the various aspects of teaching kids about money and financial responsibility. We will delve into the importance of early financial education for children, discuss age-appropriate ways to introduce money concepts, and share strategies for nurturing a positive money mindset in our kids. Moreover, we will discuss the role we as adults play in setting a solid financial example for the next generation. When we lead with our actions and are open about our financial journey, we can inspire our children to embrace financial responsibility and work to build a prosperous future. I am genuinely excited about today's episode because it is not just about empowering our kids. It's about creating a ripple effect that can transform the way our society approaches financial wellness. When we invest in the financial education of the next generation, we are paving the way for a brighter, more financially secure future for everyone. With that overview in mind, let's dive into our first main point, the importance of early financial education. This topic cannot be overstated, as the lessons we teach our children today can shape their financial future for years to come. One of the most critical aspects of early financial education is setting the foundation for lifelong financial health. You see, just like building a house, If we start with a strong foundation, everything that comes after is more likely to stand the test of time. When we introduce financial concepts to children at a young age, we are not just teaching them about money. We are helping them develop a framework for decision-making, prioritizing and understanding the value of resources. This foundation is key because it influences their saving, investing, and spending attitude as they grow. Imagine a child who learns the joy of saving for a toy they really want. A simple lesson in delayed gratification can translate into a powerful habit of saving for bigger goals in the future, like college, a car, or even a home. By starting early, we are also helping children become comfortable with financial concepts so that they are not intimidated by them later in life. It's about making money a familiar and manageable part of their world rather than a source of stress or confusion. So as we nurture the next generation, let's ensure we are laying a solid financial foundation for them. It's one of the most valuable gifts we can give, setting them up for a lifetime of financial well-being. Now, let's move on to another essential aspect of early financial education, its impact on children's future decisions and attitudes to money. When children learn the value of money early on, they develop a sense of responsibility and awareness that guides their financial choices as they grow. They begin to understand that money is not just for immediate gratification, but a tool for achieving long-term goals and security. For example, a child who learns to budget their allowance will be more likely to apply budgeting principles when managing their income as an adult. They will be better equipped to make informed spending, saving, and investing decisions, leading to a more stable and prosperous financial future. Moreover, early financial education helps children develop a healthy attitude regarding money. They learn to see it as a means to an end rather than an end in itself. This perspective can lead to a more balanced and fulfilling life where financial decisions are made with purpose and intention. By instilling these values and skills in our children, we are not just preparing them for financial success. We are empowering them to make choices that align with their dreams and values. And that, my friends, is a gift that keeps on giving. Let's delve in deeper into how teaching kids about money influences their future financial decisions and attitudes. The lessons we impart in their formative years can have a lasting impact, shaping not only their financial future, but also their overall approach to life. When children learn about money management early on, they are more likely to develop a sense of fiscal responsibility. This means they understand the importance of living within their means, avoiding unnecessary debt, and saving for future needs. They also get better at telling the difference between needs and wants and making choices that reflect their priorities and values. Furthermore, early financial education fosters a proactive attitude toward money. Children who are taught to set and work on financial goals are more likely to approach life with a sense of purpose and direction. They are more likely to be goal-oriented and motivated, qualities that extend beyond finance to all areas of their lives. Teaching kids about money also helps them develop a sense of independence and self-confidence. When they understand how money works and how to manage it effectively, they feel more empowered to make their own decisions and take control of their financial future. This self-assurance can translate into other aspects of their lives, from academic pursuits to personal relationships. Likewise, early financial education can help prevent financial pitfalls in the future. children who are knowledgeable about money are less likely to fall victim to predatory lending practices, impulsive spending, or financial scams. They are better equipped to navigate the complexity of the financial world and make informed decisions that protect their interest. Finally, teaching kids about money can foster a sense of generosity and social responsibility. When children understand the value of money and how it can be used to help others, they are more likely to develop a giving spirit. They learn that money can be a powerful tool for making a positive impact in the world, whether through charitable donations, volunteering, or other forms of giving back. I will end this point and say that the impact of early financial education extends far beyond the immediate lessons of saving and spending. It shapes children's future financial decisions, their attitude, and their overall approach to life. So by instilling these values and skills in our children, we are setting them up for a lifetime of financial well-being and personal fulfillment. Now that we have addressed the importance of early financial education, let's segue to the second point of today's episode and explore some practical strategies for teaching financial responsibility. This hands-on tip and techniques can make learning about money both engaging and effective. One of the most effective tools for teaching children about money is a concept of an allowance. An allowance is not just pocket money. It is a powerful tool for teaching, budgeting, and saving. Here are some tips on using allowances as a teaching tool. Set clear expectations. Discuss with your child what the allowance is for and what expenses it should cover. This helps them understand the purpose of the money and encourages responsible spending. Encourage budgeting. Teach your child to divide their allowance into saving, spending, and giving categories. This helps them learn to allocate their resources wisely and plan for both short-term and long-term goals. Offer opportunities for earning. Allow your child to earn extra money through chores or tasks beyond their regular responsibilities. This teaching them the value of hard work and the relationship between effort and reward. Use real-life example. Encourage your child to use their allowances for real purchases, such as buying a toy or saving for a special outing. This provides practical experience in making spending decisions and understanding the consequences of those choices. Review and reflect. Regularly review your child budgeting and spending habits with them. Discuss what worked well and what could be improved. This reflection helps reinforce learning and encourages continuous growth. When you incorporate allowances and budgeting into your child's financial education, you provide them with hands-on money management experience. This practical approach helps build a strong foundation for financial responsibility that will serve them well into adulthood. Now, let's look at another essential aspect of financial responsibility, goal setting. Teaching children to set financial goals is a powerful way to help them prioritize and stay motivated. Setting financial goals is more than just a way to save money. It's a life skill that teaches children to focus on what's important and work to achieve their dreams. Here are some ways to introduce goal setting to children. One, start with simple goals. Set small, achievable goals to help your child experience the satisfaction of reaching a target. For example, your child could save for a new toy or a special treat. Two, make it visual. Create a visual representation of the goal, such as a chart or a saving jar. This makes the goal tangible and provides a visual reminder of their progress. Three, discuss the why. Talk about the reason behind the goal. Understanding the purpose of saving helps children connect their actions to meaningful outcomes. Four, break it down. Help your child break down their goal into smaller steps. This will make the goal more manageable and provide a clear path to success. 5, celebrate achievements. Celebrate when your child reaches their goal. This reinforces positive behavior and encourages them to set new goals. By teaching children to set and work on financial goals, you are helping them develop a sense of purpose and discipline. It teaches them to prioritize their spending, delay gratification, and focus on what truly matters. Goal setting is not just for financial skills. It's a skill that will help them navigate various challenges and opportunities throughout their lives. After exploring the significance of goal setting, let's delve into another essential strategy for teaching financial responsibility: incorporating real-life financial scenarios into children's learning is one of the most effective ways to teach them about money. These examples can help them understand abstract concepts and see the relevance of financial management in their everyday lives. Here are some ways to use real-life examples. Shopping trips. Involve your child in budgeting for a grocery shopping trip. Discuss a shopping list, compare prices, and make decisions based on the budget. This teaching teaches them about planning, comparison shopping, and the value of money. 2, bank visits. Take your child to the bank and explain the process of depositing and withdrawing money. Discuss the concept of interest and how saving money in a bank can help it grow over time. Bill payment. Show your child a household bill and explain how it is calculated. Discuss the importance of paying bills on time and how managing expenses is very important for financial stability. Charitable giving. Encourage your child to donate a portion of their allowance to a charity of their choice. Discuss the impact of their donation and how giving back is an essential aspect of their financial responsibility. Investment basics. You got to teach them that. Introduce simple concepts of investing, such as buying a small share of a company's stock or starting a savings bond. Explain how investment can grow over time and contribute to long-term financial goals. By using real-life examples, you are helping your child connect financial concepts with their own experiences. This not only makes learning more exciting, but also empowers them to apply what they've learned in their daily lives. It is a practical approach that prepares them for real-world financial decision-making. Now, let's shift our focus slightly and address today's episode third and final topic, the emotional aspect of financial education. Understanding and shaping the emotional relationship children have with money is just as important as practical skills. The concept of a money mindset refers to the underlying attitudes and beliefs that individuals hold about money, which profoundly influence their financial behavior and decisions. As parents and educators, we have a powerful opportunity to positively shape our children's money mindset. Here are some ways to positively influence your children's money mindset. Model positive behaviors. Children learn a great deal by observation. Displaying a calm, thoughtful approach to handling money can teach them to treat financial matters with consideration and care. 2, discuss money openly. Many families treat money matters as taboo. By discussing money openly and honestly, you demystify financial topics and help children feel more comfortable and confident in their financial understanding. 3, encourage questions. Invite your children to ask questions about money and answer them without judgment. This helps to foster curiosity and a deeper understanding of how money works. 4, teach value beyond money. While it's important to teach kids the value of money, it's equally important to discuss non-monetary values such as kindness, hard work, and creativity. Emphasize that money is a tool, not an end goal. 5, positive reinforcement. Celebrate when your children make good financial decisions or show growth in their understanding of money management. Positive reinforcement encourages them to continue making wise choices. by nurturing a healthy money mindset. You equip your children to manage money well and use it to enhance their lives and the lives of others around them. This emotional foundation is key to developing financial confidence and resilience. As we continue to explore the emotional dimensions of financial education, let's address an inevitable part of anyone's financial journey: mistakes. It's important to teach children that financial mistakes are not just setbacks, but also valuable learning opportunities. Nobody's perfect, and financial missteps are part of the learning curve. Here is how you can help your children learn from these experiences. Start by normalizing mistakes. Let your children know that everyone, including adults, make financial errors sometimes. What's important is how we respond to these mistakes. 2, encourage reflection. When a financial mistake occurs, guide your child to reflect on what happened. Ask questions like, what would you do differently next time? This helps them think critically and learn from that experience. 3, focus on solution, okay? Not blame. 3, focus on solution, not blame. Rather than focusing on what went wrong, encourage your child to think about how to correct or improve the situation. This can involve setting new goals, adjusting their budget, or coming up with a plan to save more effectively. 4, share personal stories. Share stories of your own financial mistakes and what you learn from them. This not only teaches them that mistakes are expected, but also shows them how you have grown from those experiences. 5, reinforce learning. Help your child identify the lesson learned from each mistake. Reinforcing that these lessons can turn a negative experience into a powerful and decisive moment of growth. By teaching children to view financial mistakes as opportunities to learn and grow, you help them develop resilience and adaptability. These skills are key, not just for financial success, but for all aspects of life. Before wrapping up this important episode, I would like to discuss leading by example and demonstrating financial responsibility. I may have addressed some of them already, but they are so important that I'm going to repeat myself. As parents and role models, our actions and behaviors significantly influence our children's financial attitude and habits. 1, practice what you preach. Make sure your own financial habits align with the lesson you are teaching your child. If you are encouraging them to save, make sure you are saving as well. If you are teaching them about responsible spending, be mindful of your own spending habits. 2, share your financial journey. Openly discuss your financial successes and challenges with your child as appropriate. Sharing your experiences can help them understand that financial management is an ongoing process and that everyone faces obstacles along the way. 3, involve your child in financial decisions. When appropriate, include your child in family financial decisions, such as budgeting for a vacation or choosing between different spending options. This will help them understand the thought process behind responsible financial decision making. 4, set and work on your own financial goals. Demonstrate the importance of setting and working on financial goals by sharing your own objectives with your child. Whether you are saving for a new car, paying off debt, or planning for retirement, let them see your commitment to financial responsibility. 5, be transparent about your values. Share your financial values and priorities with your child and explain how these values guide your financial decision. This will help them develop their own financial values and make informed choices as they grow older. By leading by example and demonstrating financial responsibility, you can have a profound impact on your child's financial attitude and habits. Your action will give them a strong foundation for financial success and empower them to make smart decisions. As we draw our discussion to a close, let me recap the essential insight we've shared today and reflect on how they can empower the next generation to embrace financial responsibility. Today, we've covered several important areas in teaching kids about money and financial responsibility. We began by discussing early financial education's importance and how a solid foundation can influence children's financial decisions and attitudes. We explored practical strategies such as using allowances for budgeting and savings, the significance of goal setting, and incorporating real-life financial examples to make learning relatable and impactful. We also delve into the emotional aspect of financial education, understanding how a positive mindset can be cultivated and how to approach financial mistakes as learning opportunities. Each of these points plays a vital role in shaping financial savvy and responsible adults. I also touch on leading by example and demonstrated financial responsibility. And as Warren Buffett wisely said, someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. This quote beautifully encapsulates the essence of what we've discussed today. By planting the seeds of financial education in our children's lives, we are preparing them to sit in the shade of financial well-being in the future. Now, I encourage each of you to apply these insights to your interactions with the young people in your life. Start those conversations. Implement the strategies we've discussed and watch as you inspire a new generation to take control of their financial future. I prepared a month-long calendar with daily financial tasks and questions that parents can discuss with their children, turning each day into a learning opportunity. So make sure to click the link in the show notes to download it and turn every day into a fun financial learning adventure. As we wrap up not only today's episode, but also this enriching month dedicated to financial literacy, I want to extend my heartfelt thanks to each of you. Your engagement, your questions, and your dedication to learning more about financial wellness have been truly inspiring. This journey does not end here. Remember, financial literacy is not a destination, but a continuous path of growth and understanding. While Financial Literacy Month is coming to an end, our education and growth in financial wellness are not. Let us keep this dialogue open. Continue to share your stories, your successes, and even your challenges. Let's use what we've learned this month to ignite a lifelong passion for financial wellness in ourselves and in the next generation. A special thanks goes to all of the educators, parents, guardians who have joined us this month. Your role in shaping the financial future of the young ones around you is invaluable, and I'm grateful for your commitment and efforts. As we close, I encourage you to stay connected with us on the Merging Life and Money Show. Tune in for more insights, strategies, and discussion that will help you merge your life with your money in the most empowering way possible. Don't forget to download your interactive financial responsibility calendar to unlock a month of money mastery for your family. I am your host, Marie-Jo César, wishing you financial health and happiness. I will see you next week. Until then, continue merging life and money. Bye for now.